living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Now, what I'm about to say is not a sensational headline. And I mean what I'm about to say. Avoid artificial sweeteners at all cost. I'm going to say that again. Avoid artificial sweeteners at all costs. They're linked to so many adverse health effects. Artificial sweeteners seem like attractive alternatives to sugar since, you know, they add virtually no calories to your diet. But there's a serious big catch here. They're dangerous, and they're showing up everywhere these days. In many cases, more than one artificial ingredient in some of these drinks that we're consuming. Now, despite mounting clinical, and this is what really drives me crazy, despite mounting clinical and laboratory evidence pointing to the dangers of these things, these artificial chemicals, the government has now decided that they're safe. I just blows my mind. My guest is Dr. Kathy Groover, author of The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, Body Mind Therapies for the Body Worker, and her latest one, Conquer Your Stress with Mind-Body Therapies. Dr. Groover, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Did you know that Diet Coke in 2011 overtook took the number two spot from Pepsi? So Diet Coke now is the number two soda type drink that people are consuming in this country.
I believe it because I see it everywhere, and I want to run up to the people and slap it out of their hand and say, "Don't do it!" I agree. It's so dangerous, and it is everywhere. People are consuming so much of it, and it drives me crazy too. The whole generally recognized as safe thing. The graph.
What does that really mean? Generally recognized. I don't even know what that really means, to be honest with you.
Well,
I think they don't really know either, but you know, it is what
right.
It is. We have to educate people.
We do, and I like to put an extra S on the end of that. It's generally recognized as safe sucker. Because, we have to start questioning these things. And, you know, we've had artificial sweeteners since the 50s, you know, starting out with saccharin, which has been linked to, you know, this is a pink packet because we have to go by color, breathing issues, diarrhea, headaches, bladder cancer, you know. But I have to say, you know, I was a sweet and low. I was putting so many packets of Sweet and Low in my tea because I don't like the taste of sugar. And being that I would drink cold beverages, the sugar wouldn't melt. So I'd have this snow globe of sugar on the bottom
of
my drink, which was an awesome last sip, but the whole rest of it didn't taste very good. So I was doing liquid Sweet and Low, which was, now I realize in hindsight, so bad because I would go through, you know, 6 or 7 glasses of tea a day, not using one packet, but using 2 or 3 packets or, you know, whole dropperfuls. And I started to really have an increase in asthma symptoms and headaches. And I realized how bad it was for me. So I thought, oh, maybe the blue packet equal.
So you tried different
colors. So I tried a different color.
How did that work out for you?
Well, it's aspartame, which in 1988, 80% of the complaints to the FDA were about aspartame. Or aspartame, depending on how you want to call it. And it's still legal, which drives me crazy. And that is even worse. It converts to formaldehyde in the body.
That doesn't sound good, right? That's what we do cadavers with when I was in medical school, right? The stuff that you would breathe in and almost pass out, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's
Let me, Dr. Groove, here's a study. This is interesting because I think like trans fats, you know, artificial sweeteners were introduced. And yet they end up causing more they actually end up causing the problem they were meant to solve more. Just like that. So here's a study. This was from the San Antonio Heart Study. And they showed a definitive positive correlation between the use of artificial sweetened drinks and weight gain in the long term. And on average, they said each diet drink that the participants drank per day made them 65% more likely to become overweight and 41% more likely to become obese within 8 years. So why are we doing it anyways? I mean, it's making us fat.
We've been sold a bill of goods. We hear the word diet soda, and we think, oh, good, that's good for me. And, you know, I see people speak with pride as they order their triple cheeseburger and their chili cheese fries. I'll have a diet soda.
It makes them feel like they're doing something good, right?
Exactly. And, you know, why are you having, here's the question, why are you having soda at all? If you're trying to watch your weight, you shouldn't be having anything other than water, you know, I'll go with my tea, which is now sweetened with stevia, by the way, which is totally natural. We're seeing all these adverse effects, and there was just a study that linked the possibility of drinking diet soda and pancreatic cancer. And I saw an interview on the news where they went around to a college campus and they asked students, you know, now that you know this could be causing, directly causing cancer, is that going to alter your drinking pattern? And the one kid went, no, I still have one a day.
Wow. Wow. Is that maybe just because they were younger and maybe that's why they were just that invincible age? Because that scares me a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, and I don't know, and maybe you have insight into this, why people, and I'm sure I'm guilty of this as well, continually to make bad choices even after we have information that says things like this is bad for you.
I think, Dr. Gruber, I think I might have an answer for you.
Tell me.
Addiction.
Oh.
When you are addicted to something, you will continue even though you're having or know of risk factors or having problems with it. So that I was going to ask you that. What do you think? Do you think these artificial sweeteners, we're linking them to obesity. We're linking them to pancreatic cancer, and there's other cancers I've seen, metabolic disorders, et cetera, right?
Right.
Could they be addictive?
You know, they do act as excitotoxins in the brain, just as similar as MSG does, so it kind of speeds us up. I haven't had artificial sweeteners in ages now because I just, you know, they're terrible for you. But I'll tell you, we were traveling somewhere, I had forgotten my stevia, and my husband went, oh, come on, just put some sweet and low, and it's not going to kill you. And I thought, it might.
It might.
You know, I could just drop over right now, in which case we have our very clear cause and effect. So I put the sweet and low in, and first of all, the taste was disgusting to me. It left this horrible chemical aftertaste in my mouth. And in about 20 minutes, I had a panic attack. My heart started to race. I was having, like, you know, just this almost, I've never done Coke, but that's kind of how people would describe Coke, is this sort of like hopped up, very hyper-thinking, really fast, heart racing kind of feeling. And then I was left with this low and this horrible headache. And I'm thinking, my God, was I like this all the time when I was having sweet and low on a daily basis? So I wonder if we do get, you know, in certain people, get a sort of high out of it, and it becomes that addictive behavior of wanting that feeling. You know, I don't know.
So either we're addicted to the artificial sweeteners themselves, so we'd have to look a little bit at the biochemistry that's going on in our brain there. Or could it be that we're addicted to the sweetness?
Yeah.
And these things are far sweeter than table sugar, right?
They really are. And that was actually, you know, I was never a sugar person. So when I did decades ago drink soda, I would do the diet soda because I liked the taste better than sugar. So I know even in my family, you know, we went with the diet instead of the regular because we didn't like the taste. And of course, now the regular soda is filled with high fructose corn syrup, so we're not even getting real sugar anyway. Well, I think soda's addictive. I think people just assume it's totally healthy to drink and that's their go-to beverage, which doesn't quench thirst, and it just makes us crave more sweet, which is also scary.
Well, what do you think are some of the alternatives? Okay, so there may be some people out there, diabetics, pre-diabetics, people who are just watching sugar. You know, at Life Extension where I work, you know, we write a lot about the dangers of excess sugar and glucose in your body, even if you're not, you know, in that diabetic range. So there are some honest people who are really trying to be healthy. They want to avoid the sugars. They don't want to do the artificial stuff, but they want to sweeten. You know, like you said, the tea is just a little bit better, right? When it's a little sweet. I'm from the South. Come on, we drink sweet tea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, now that was just tons of sugar. So, but if I want to avoid that, what are some alternatives then that are better for us? Like, do you have any that you like to use? You said stevia, but are there any other ones out there?
Yeah, stevia is my favorite, and I like to use the liquid stevia because, again, I'm drinking an iced beverage, so I drip it in. And, you know, I had to try 6 or 7 brands before I found one I like the taste of. So if you don't like it at first, give it another shot. You know, I hear a lot of pros and cons to agave nectar. Some people really like it, but others express it's so processed, it's no better than high fructose corn syrup. So I don't have enough knowledge to know if that's true. But there's things like Lohan and xylitol. You know, some of the sugar alcohols can be much better for us.
Right.
So, you know, there's options out there. It's a matter of experimenting and seeing what you like best.
Hey, Dr. Gruber, what's the site that we can send people to learn more about what you're doing in your books?
Yeah, absolutely. It's thealternativemedicinecabinet.com.
Awesome. This is Healthy Talk Radio. This is Healthy Talk Radio on Radio MD. I'm talking with Dr. Gruber. We're going to come back and talk about stress. So I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.